fake news, de fausses informations, des canulars ou des rumeurs reprises sans contrôle sur les réseaux sociaux. En France aussi,
hacking fake news and disinformation is what the pro-EU candidate Emmanuel Macron says he experienced in the first round of the French election. While Moscow denies interfering, the centrist candidate accuses Russia of attempting to derail his campaign. According to Macron's campaign manager, some 4,000 hacking attempts took place, mainly originating in Russia. Andrzej Szeptycki from Warsaw's Institute of International Relations says what is certain is that Russia is interested in Europe.
Russia wants to strengthen its influence in Europe and also wants to divide it, because the coherence of European Union, the West, is one of the biggest challenges for Russia.
Francuski narod przywestuje.
There's been a special relationship between France and Russia since the time of Louis XV and Peter the Great. More recently, in an attempt to check US influence in Europe, Charles de Gaulle pitched France as the Soviet Union's friend during the Cold War. And now that France is a key member of the EU and NATO, Russia is keen to maintain the relationship. French correspondent in Ukraine, Sébastien Gobert, says Russia has developed new tools.
On peut voir que la Russie a...
These new tools are quite unprecedented in terms of technology and in terms of psychological manipulation and crowd psychology. Russia has really developed a kind of soft power that gives it enormous opportunity to promote its messages and spread its influence.
Et pour diffuser de l'influence.
French security officials claim that Moscow combines French language content from Kremlin-sponsored news outlets such as the Sputnik news agency and Russia Today television with fabricated stories. This, they say, forms part of Russia's cyber warfare operation. But the West is distracted with its own political, economic and security problems, says the vice president of the Georgian Institute for Strategic Studies, Irakli Porchikidze.
For most of the Western countries, the countries of the region or the regional politics and dynamics can matter. But of course, it maybe doesn't matter to the degree it should. Why? Because there are so many other problems that the West is trying to pay attention to that over and over, Russia knows that to a certain degree it can actually get away with certain type of behavior.
The European Parliament last year compared Russia Today's and Sputnik's reporting to propaganda, saying they were spreading disinformation. Andrzej Szeptycki says that the EU and the US are becoming worried about allegations that Russia is trying to gain influence in their territories.
For the moment, there is no clear idea on what to do effectively with that. And this is certainly our weakness, because the main point is that we are not used in Europe or in the West to censorship. And this is something Putin is exploiting, because we have freedom of speech, because we have freedom of press, freedom of access to internet, and so on. And we don't want to be similar to Russia. And this is our weakness. And at the same time, this is what makes us Europeans.
The Russian President Vladimir Putin has said the Kremlin does not meddle in France's politics. But in the run-up to Sunday's vote, French officials will nonetheless be on the lookout for any signs of Russian interference. Philip Warwick for RFI, Kiev, Ukraine.